Well, your driving around Cape Town today will be affected somewhat because the Discovery Triathlon World Cup Cape Town 2019 is taking place. It is the first event in the International Triathlon Union World Cup race calendar, and it's happening right here in Cape Town. Iona McLean is head of sponsorship at Discovery, joining me on the line. Iona, we're talking to you slightly earlier because you are participating in the World Cup a little bit later. What are you going to be doing today? Good morning.
I'm doing the shortest possible distance. So it's actually the duathlon. It's 2.5 kilometers by a run, followed by a 10K race and a 2.5 run. But that's all that I'm able to stretch myself to. I'm nothing like the elites who are phenomenal, and actually a great idea to come out and watch them this afternoon.
Oh, no, without a doubt. And I imagine you have done the required amount of training to make sure that at the end of this race, you are still functioning, walking, breathing.
I'm planning a very, very sedate participation. I'm not the most sporty person in the world, but you can certainly build yourself up to it. So getting there slowly.
This is an important event. Not only is it the first in the International Triathlon Union World Cup race calendar for this year, but I imagine a number of the particularly elite athletes will be using this as a start of their qualifying for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo.
They do. It's actually interesting. So we've moved to the beginning of the calendar, and the athletes, I think some of them have anticipated in the past that people are going to be easing into the season, but that's not the case. It really does tend to be a fight to the finish, particularly for our local heroes like Henry Skubban. So it should be phenomenal. We'll see some interesting movements, particularly when you look at the race as it moves on to Abu Dhabi. So yes, definitely something to watch out for and something to track as it moves around the world.
No, without a doubt. You mentioned Henry Skubman. Other South Africans include Ben Delaporte, Dylan Nortier, Jamie Riddle, Richard Murray, as well as, is it Wien Sulwald? Those are the South Africans who are part of the elite men's list of athletes who are participating in this. It is a big deal that Cape Town is considered to be part of the international union, right?
It really is. It's huge. You have to jump some pretty significant loops to be able to sort of qualify as a venue, but not entirely surprising because Cape Town recently came out tops as the healthiest city and the most active city in some research that we did recently. But unfortunately, that's not the case globally, where people aren't nearly as active as they should be. About 10% actually pass away from inactivity-related causes. So a big compliment to Cape Town, not only because it's beautiful, but also because it's we're clearly doing the right things down here.
No, we are. I have a number of friends who were down for the State of the Nation address and have decided to stay the weekend. And one of those friends is a colleague of mine as well. And we're going for long walks in Cape Town. And he was reflecting how in Joburg, it's difficult to do that. They don't really have places where they're able to just walk for distances. You often need to get into a car to go to, I don't know, Zoo Lake, for example, or some gardens, and then walk and then get back into your car to go back home.
Sure. I mean, certainly you do have the advantage, particularly because of the sea. It's very, very pretty. But we also sponsor the Discovery Park Runs, which are phenomenally popular. We've just reached our 1 millionth park runner.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's huge. And South Africa actually has three of the biggest park runs globally. So even as a country, and even when you've got some challenges in terms of getting to a park as opposed to just walking down to the beach, it's still very, very possible to get more active in South Africa in a really safe environment and in a very sort of incremental way, you know, starting off slowly and getting fitter as you go along.
No, for sure.
Actually, in Cape Town, we've actually got the Retro Run, which took place yesterday, is part of the Discovery Vitality Run series. So we've got two more races in Cape Town, one at Century City on the 2nd of March, and the other one, the Tiger Run, on the 21st of March. So, and as I said, opportunities in Joburg and Pretoria for the Vitality Run series. So we have things going on there, and I can't say really, but potentially something happening in Durban soon.
Oh, that's good. That's very, very good.
Yeah.
Because what I love about what Discovery has done, you've taken this important race where the elite men and women, by the way, will be swimming 750 meters, cycling 20 kilometers and running for an additional 5 kilometers. All of this as they try to qualify for the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. But you've used the entire weekend as an opportunity for Capetonians and South Africans and those visiting the city to come and be part of the Discovery Get Active weekend.
It's important because everybody has their own, I suppose, personal best. As I mentioned, I'm really not a natural athlete. I certainly wasn't in any first team in school. So, but it's you know, I still enjoy it. So I think anyone can. And that really was prevalent last night when you saw very small children of literally 4 participating. Some people who were far, far older and varying fitness levels. Some people actually who were using the opportunity to sort of warm up for the triathlon this weekend, where they are taking part in something a lot more strenuous than I will be doing today. So definitely there are opportunities for everybody. Actually, the reason that we focus so much on making it as accessible as possible is because of this global problem where 1 in 4 people aren't as active as they should be. And we've actually made a pledge this year with all our global vitality partners in 20 countries to make 100 million people 20% more active by the year 2025. So a pretty lofty goal, but I'm very excited to see that over this weekend we exceeded numbers yesterday, so we're probably heading for about 8,000 people that have been more active this weekend, and so a great start to 2019.
It certainly is. Yona, I'm going to wish you all the best for your racing and cycling and swimming a little bit later on, and I'm hoping to have a conversation with you a couple of hours later, because you'll be intact and everything will be doing what it needs to do.
That sounds great. And for all your listeners, honestly, it's fantastic watching the elites. The ladies go off at 2:15. The gents go at 4:15. And it's very easy. You can either watch them at the waterfront as they, you know, as they enter the swim, or you can go to the Greenpoint Common where they transition. And that just is a talent in itself. So
it truly
is. Worth popping down.
It's an ears. Iona McLean, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Head of sponsorship at Discovery. You can go to triathlon.capetown to find out more details and routes. But as Iona was suggesting, you can either go to Key 6 at the V&A waterfront where all the swimming will be taking place. But I'll certainly be going down to the Greenpoint Common, just across the road, if you like, from the Cape Town Stadium, where the transitions will be taking place. And we wish all of the elite men and women all the best as they kick off their global race calendar for 2019 in the International Triathlon Union.